The Middle East peace process appears in tatters tonight after a day of savage violence and swift retaliation. Clashes between Israeli and Palestinian forces have spread throughout the West Bank, and the Israelis have also attacked Palestinian targets in the Gaza Strip. The bloodshed began with the lynching of two Israeli soldiers in the West Bank town of Ramallah. A large crowd dragged them from a Palestinian police station, threw them from a roof, and then burned their bodies. Several Israeli helicopter gunships later attacked the police station with rockets, destroying most of the building. Our correspondent John Lyne was on a nearby roof when the helicopters launched a second strike.
There's another explosion coming now. Another rocket attack seems to be launched by the helicopters here. A helicopter's flying right overhead. It's just fired a rocket. I'm just watching it circle away now, and you can probably hear the sirens all around us. It's extremely dangerous here. It's right in the center of a built-up area. It's almost unbelievable that they would attack this police station. It is surrounded by houses all around and blocks of flats. And I think we're just about to evacuate this roof. It's too dangerous to be here now.
The Israeli army later sealed off all the main Palestinian towns in the West Bank. At the same time, Israeli helicopters and warships attacked targets in Gaza City, close to offices used by the Palestinian leader, Yasser Arafat. Nearly 100 people have been killed since the fighting began 15 days ago. Jeremy Cook reports from Jerusalem.
Israeli combat helicopters have carried out several waves of attacks against targets in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. The military action is ongoing and represents a major escalation in the crisis, which had already threatened to destroy the battered Middle East peace process. A day of violence and fury began with the killing of two Israeli soldiers in the Palestinian city of Ramallah. Israeli military sources say that the men had entered the city after taking a wrong turn. They were arrested by Palestinian police, who failed to protect them from an angry mob, which stormed the police station where the men were being held. Both soldiers were killed and their bodies burned in the street. In response, Israeli commanders sent in their helicopter gunships. Targets in Ramallah have included the police station and the headquarters of the Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. There have also been attacks on Gaza City, which has been hit both from the air and by Israeli naval vessels off the coast. There are no details of casualties. Yasser Arafat is said to consider the Israeli attacks an act of war.